This is Prop Points on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Now here's your host, the guru himself, John Hansen.
Good afternoon and welcome to a Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. The program, per usual, is produced by Mr. Michael Cohen. And hopefully we have a big program forthcoming because Week 16 was sus, as the kids say. It was a pretty weird week. A lot of unpredictable stuff happened, and we didn't crush this week, but we are once again vowing vengeance on everybody involved. The players, the coaches, the NFL, the executives, the sports books, everybody. We are vowing vengeance tonight. I've got six props that I'll try to emerge victorious with here, and a Monday night special. Yeah, six is a lot. This is also kind of a weird game as the Indy Colts host the San Francisco 49ers to break down, to finish Week 16. We'll break it down in the next segment with all their stats and our data points. We'll check in with the lessons learned. Obviously, we're running out of time and we're running out of insights in general, but certainly have some takeaways coming out of the week. And of course, our guy Tom Brawley will join us here. We are on the same page on one prop that's a little bit weird, but it's very weird that we're both on the same page on it, and we're both in. We did not check notes and confer with one another, so that's a great sign because the grinder and I have been back on track in terms of the props that we agree on. And again, at the end of the program, I will pop out the six props that I am into along with a Monday night special. The show brought to you as always by Better Picks, the daily fantasy sports app where you turn your sports knowledge into real cash very fast. Sign up today, get a free $10, no deposit necessary. And of course, make sure you get the Prop Points podcast wherever the hell you get your pods, Apple or Spotify. Well, we fell with our best bet, and it's Big Mike. We'll get to that in a moment, but the guy got nine targets in the game, caught five balls. They opened the game with a grab for 12. It was, I believe, the first play. I'm like, here we go. Done. And by the way, we're not alone on this one. I guess consider yourself lucky because at the end of the game, you had a chance because this puppy was bet up 10 yards after Friday, which is absurd. I mean, 9 or 10 yards. I couldn't believe it. I was like, what? I was going to talk about it on Sunday's tailgate show. I'm like, no, I'm not doing it over 64.5. Unfortunately, we didn't get to 55.5. And then, of course, we lost the Devon Achane prop by 1 yard. Very, very frustrating. Aaron Jones, I think we lost two props. I mean, it's probably a little bit of a reach, but let's say one of the two Viking props probably would have hit if J.J. McCarthy doesn't get hurt and miss half the damn game. So Aaron Jones comes up a little small there. Jahmyr Gibbs, I mean, forget about it. You want to talk about being exactly wrong. I thought the Lions would run all over the Steelers. We'll have some more thoughts on that on the other side here. We also did win the Jaden Reed prop by 1 yard. But I would say probably wouldn't have been as close if the damn quarterback didn't get hurt, Jordan Love. So we got a little lucky there. Jalen Naylor, no, that was not happening. It looked like they had an edict handed down to force the ball to Jefferson in that game. We do get the Coker prop right. Travis Kelce, oh my God. I thought we're chasing narratives over here. You know, I think he's 99 yards shy of his 1,000-yard season. He's 200 yards shy of the all-time record. Well, he ain't getting it. Because my man got diddly poo this past weekend, and we'll talk about that. We do get the McCarthy, and we got a couple rushing props, right? These are weird ones. And then Tyrone Tracy, you got to be kidding me. They only throw for like 90 yards, if that. I don't even know if it was 90. Unbelievable. A.D. Mitchell finally does come through. I thought we were going to do well with these damn touchdown props, but we did get the biggest one, Brandon Strange. Plus 320. Of course, here's the story of my life. I like Brenton Strange this week. Put him on the list on Friday. Told a bunch of people to start him. Congratulations if you're one of them because he scored and he had a really good game. But I lost a prop by one damn yard on Brayton Strange. Unbelievable. So not the greatest week. I thought, again, it was going to be I felt pretty good about where I was with the analysis. And that's why I popped out way more props than usual. So we're only one pick under 500, I see. So we're still over 500 on the week. So tonight's a big night. I think we've haven't had a losing week in a little while here. So hopefully we can emerge victorious tonight and log another successful or at least somewhat profitable week. Forget about like making a killing out here. You know what I mean? It's like if you're barely winning, you're really winning. And all we're really doing, quite frankly, in my opinion, is making these damn boring games a lot more entertaining because the NFL, not that great to watch. Thank God for gambling and thank God for fake football. But let's get into the lessons learned from week 16. Number one, the Bucs look broken. And I think we got to put a little bit of this on the new offensive coordinator and play caller that obviously filled in for Liam Cohen, because there's no other explanation. I know Baker's been a little bit banged up here, but they have completely, not completely, but I mean, let's be honest here. We go from Baker Mayfield's probably the leader in the clubhouse for MVP through like week six, and now they may not make the playoffs. It's quite remarkable. And you can't even trust Bucky Irving because Rashad White is still involved. He gets most of the third down work, and they're using Sean Tucker on top of the goal over for Carolina. They're very difficult to predict, basically. I did like that Coker prop, and he was the second leading receiver on the team at 47 yards. But before he catches that 34-yarder at the very kind of end of the game, I'm like, there's a loss. So very unpredictable. You can't trust any of these dudes, really. You can't even trust them. You can't even no one other than Tet McMillan. That's it. That's it on the team. Like Dowdle and Hubbard, they came up kind of small last week. Next lesson is, see you next year, KC. And by that, I mean, as far as I'm concerned, the final 2 weeks of the season, there are only 31 teams in the National Football League. They're done. Let's write them off completely. You know it's a bad spot when Isaiah Pacheco leads your team in catches and receiving yards. And Kelsey, that was sad. One grab for six. Of course, Gardner Minshew got hurt. So we did get pinched a little bit with a bunch of injuries. I lost that Kelsey prop. May have hit it if Gardner played all game, but probably not because he was not looking really good. So we'll see you next year, KC, and we'll see. Will you go back to your running game a little bit? I think Mahomes is going to be all right, though. He'll be more than fine. Still pretty young, and he'll probably be back for week one. He's a very fast healer. Number three, the Jags are not just guys. And by that, I mean Jag is a scouting term in football. If a guy is, well, he's just a guy. In other words, he's replaceable. That's a Jag. Well, the Jags are not just guys, even though they kind of are just guys. I mean, all the receivers are kind of just guys, but cohesively, they're playing really well. Trevor Lawrence is absolutely feeling it right now. That may have been his best game as a pro. It was a big test, and he passed with flying colors, even though he got sacked five times, throwing three tutties, zero interceptions. Very, very impressive performance. Liam Cohen has got it going on. Next up, Harbaugh will coach the Ravens nevermore. Of course, a shout out there to the Raven, Edgar Allan Poe, of course. They're named after the damn poem. It's over. I'm announcing. I have no say in the matter. Zero. But I'm announcing this is the final year that John Harbaugh will be coaching the Baltimore Ravens. And, of course, I'm saying that somewhat facetiously, but, you know, I think it's true. They're done. It's over. I mean, we've been talking about this for 2 months. They're the AFC's version of the Vikings. And I believe right now they have the exact same record. Only problem is their quarterback is a two-time NFL MVP, and they have a running back who's still crushing it, who averaged 7 yards a carry last night against the top seed in the AFC, and they still lost. I mean, it's unbelievable. Terrible. Just terrible devolving in Baltimore there. A lot of people thought that this was their year. Nope. The National Fake You Out League strikes again, but at least Zay Flowers is usable. And, hey, Derrick Henry's not done. It's unbelievable. He still got it. And a shout out to New England. I mean, this was a very impressive win. Very impressive. There's no other way to say it. Drake May is making it look easy. Of course, Stephon Diggs is making our jobs very difficult. because nobody in their right mind was trusting Stephon Diggs. I know it was a good schematic matchup. Oh, I knew all about it. But he had a good one last week and did nothing. But he does get it done here. And, you know, shout out to Matt Collins. A reverse shout out, if that's such a thing. Because do we really need to throw Matt Collins 9 balls, 7 grabs for 69? Because no one is using Matt Collins. Probably in Matt Collins' family. Maybe those people are using him, but that's it. But yeah, they continue to spread the ball around and continue to be a little difficult. And then the last lesson, Pittsburgh steals a win. They're fraudulent. You got to give it up to Kenny Gainwell in the running game and all that. It's Arthur Smith, but spreading the ball around. Adam Thielen, your leading receiver. DK Metcalf out there punching people. I mean, they're a disaster. They're not going anywhere. And it's kind of, I think it's a little sad that they're likely to make the playoffs. I don't think they deserve it. But then again, the Ravens don't either. So I guess we got to get them in there. But yes, the Lions, oh boy, big game here on Thursday on Christmas Day. I don't know about J.J. McCarthy, but he already beat them. So that would be a real buzzkill if the Vikings went into Detroit and handed them their second loss of the season in that matchup and knocked the Lions out of the playoffs. Well, we will talk props on the other side, but first, and data, if you think you know sports, then it's time to start getting paid for it. Better Picks, the daily fantasy app where your sports knowledge turns into real cash fast. Download the Better app, pick more or less than your favorite player stats, and if your pick hits, you win. Right now, new users get a free $10 just for signing up. No deposit required. When you do deposit, you'll get a 50% match up to $200 year-round action every day of the year. So there's always a lineup to build and always a chance to win. Head to better.app, BETR, download Better in the App Store or Google Play, prop in the promo code VSIN. Better Picks, if you know sports, it is time to prove it. So you're listening to this podcast because you want an edge. But what if I told you you're only halfway there? You've got the mindset. Now it's time to get the toolkit to match. Here's the thing. Pro bettors spend thousands on data and tools, but what they don't want you to know is that you can get the same edge for a fraction of the cost with VSiN Pro. With VSiN Pro, you'll get access to expert picks, public betting data, prop projections, powerful tools, analytics, and more. Just tap the link in the description and see why thousands of bettors are already using VSiN Pro to cash more bets.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the sports betting network.
Welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSiN. I'm John Hansen, and it's time to talk data and all the stats involved here as the 49ers are in San Fran to take on, or no, the 49ers are, well, they're in San Fran sometimes, but not right now. They're in Indy right now taking on the Colts. We've got the Niners are favored by 5.5 points. And we've got a total on the game of 46. That's not too bad. That was like middling on the week. I'll touch on any injuries of note as we move along here and talk about specific props, FYI. We'll start with Brock Purdy, 245.5. Pretty good number. Opta AI comes in a little high at 277. He is playing very, very well. Now, the Colts have allowed multiple touchdowns to quarterbacks just once in their last 7 games, and he won't have Ricky Pearsall. However, again, playing at a very high level and pretty good schematic matchup. They are giving up the 9th fewest schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to quarterbacks the last 5 weeks, but they also do give up the 3rd most passing yards per game at 264, and it's a good schematic matchup. They run cover 3 and cover 1 about half the time. Purdy is a very strong 8.29 YPA with an 8.1% completion percentage over expectation, with a good passer rating of 99.7 on 109 dropbacks against those coverages. So a good spot. They don't have much of a pass rush. Speaking of no pass rush, Phil Rivers takes on a Niners D that is terrible in that regard. So I think in many ways, this is one of the best possible matchups in the world for Phillip Rivers. For example, the 49ers have the lowest pressure rate over expectation in the league. There you go. I mean, that, do we need to say anything else? Second lowest percentage of dropbacks with the quarterback under pressure. So I think that does bode well. They're giving up the second highest completion rate as well over the last 5 weeks, to 72%. So 159.5 is pretty low. Granted, spoiler alert, I don't take overs on grandfathers in professional football. However, I do have an over here. Well, I don't take yardage overs, let's say it that way. But I do have an over on Phil Rivers, FYI. But 159.5 is seemingly very doable here. Opta AI comes in at 207.3. Receiving props, this number, boy, this puppy was bet up, because I got in on this at 60.5 at fantasypoints.com, Georgia Kittle, which I feel warm and fuzzy about that. But man, 67.5, that's quite a jump. Opta AI comes in a little under at 62. Indy gives up the fifth most receiving yards per game, though, and the sixth most receptions per game to tight ends. And it is a good schematic matchup for George. Cover two, cover one, like I said, about half the time. 2.62 yards per route run is where George is, and that's very good. 0.29 targets per route run, also pretty good. No Ricky Pearsall probably helps George. Jawan Jennings, 5.5. Opta AI comes in higher, 62. We are over at Fantasy Points a little higher. Not much, though. It's a so-so schematic matchup for Jawan against that cover one and cover three combo. He's at 1.48 yards per route run. However, Indy gives up the 11th most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to outside wide receivers the last 5 weeks. He will be a little bit of a go-to guy with Ricky Pearsall. I think, you know, I was telling people that Jawan Jennings pretty much a must start in fantasy this week. I've been saying that actually for a number of weeks. He's been looking good. Now, he hasn't come through every time. He's not going off, but he's pretty good. He's healthy. Christian McCaffrey, 39.5. It's a pretty big number because Indy gives up the ninth fewest receiving yards per game to running backs, only 26 a game. They are below average in terms of schedule adjusted fantasy points per game given up to running backs in the passing game. And not for nothing, but CMC looks like a fullback out there. I mean, he really does, which is more of a problem, I guess, when he runs the rock. But yeah, 39.5, tough one. It's a good line. That's why I don't have a real strong take over or under. If you may notice, probably you haven't, I have. I don't take McCaffrey props. I just don't. They're too high. They're generally too high. I don't think I've ever taken one on this show. I don't take unders. I'm not messing around with that. But the over is a little bit too high for me. Moving on to other receivers here tonight. Tyler Warren, 35.5. I mean, come on. That should be doable. And Opta AI agrees, 51.7. It is a plus matchup. I looked at all the schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to tight ends. It is a plus matchup. Not amazing, but it's above average. And Warren has a very good schematic matchup. They run the cover three and cover four 59% of the time, and Warren averages 2.97 yards per route run. It's the best schematic matchup in the game among all players, and a 0.30 targets per route run on 191 routes. So, yeah, I do believe that this will be a Tyler Warren game. He's also due. Michael Pittman, 32.5. Opta AI comes in at 44.8. Not the greatest schematic matchup. Not bad, but not great. Cover three and cover four, he's at 1.65 yards per route run. Basically, you want to get to two. If you're at 2 yards per route run, that's good. But 1.65, it's not terrible. It's probably average. However, we obviously have that downgraded quarterback, and I'm going to avoid it just because he's going to see, based on the alignment numbers, a lot of Diomede Lenore, who's their best corner, and who gives up 0.17 fantasy points per route run. Although they do tend to give up, he is the right receiver. They do tend to give up some production there, but I can't do it. I don't trust it. Moving on to Josh, one of the reasons I don't trust it is they have too many guys. You know, between Alec Pierce, Pittman, Josh Downs, and Warren, and Amir Abdullah in the passing game, and Taylor, There's kind of a lot of dudes involved here. Josh Downs, I think when you look at Phil, the way he played last week, I think we look at Tyler Warren and Josh Downs are as likely, you know, his go-to guys. Obviously, they're underneath guys, and Phil's arm is pretty bad. So 26.5 for Josh Downs. Opta AI comes in at 30.9. However, the Niners are a little tougher on the outside compared to the slot, which is what I noticed looking at all the schedule-adjusted data. They use cover 3 and cover 4 59% of the time. It's not a great schematic matchup. He's at a weaker 1.39 yards per route run against that shell. We're going to get Kendrick Bourne out there, Bourne to be alive, but I don't trust it. I love Kendrick Bourne with Mac Jones on this show. He was our Thursday night special, that first start, and he crushed. But, you know, he'll see a lot of Mekhi Blackman, who's a little bit of a journeyman, but he's given up a fairly stingy 0.26 fantasy points per route run. Oh, we got to get to Alec Pierce. 20.5. Opta AI is at 49. That is a big difference, and I think I know why. This is the second best schematic matchup in the game. Cover 3, cover 4, 59%. They run it, and he's at 2.63 yards per route run. And starter Renardo Green is out. So he's going to be on a backup corner. Darrell Luder, who is not a household name. Running props real quick. Johnny Taylor. Oh, no, this is still receiving. The 20.5 Opta AI comes in at 16.9. That's pretty darn close. We will skip now to the rushing props. Johnny Taylor. Wow. 96.5. That is a big number. Opta AI comes in only at 73.9. San Fran gives up the 11th most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to running backs, but a lot of that comes in the passing game. We're going to get to that in the final segment, FYI. They give up the 12th fewest schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to running backs in the running game, and it's worth negative 1.1 fantasy points, which could be 10 yards. Christian McCaffrey, 62.5. Opta AI comes in at 64.2. Very close. It's not a bad schematic matchup. Or matchup in general. Niners block out 1.64 yards before contact, fourth fewest. Indy's defense all the way. Sees zones runs 52% of the time. McCaffrey's only at 3.5 yards on zone runs. So not the greatest schematic matchup and below average in terms of the schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game given up. So there it is. Brock Purdy rushing. We're not going to mess with that. Colts have given up seventh fewest schedule-adjusted fantasy points per game to running backs in the running game. I think I gave a few hints in terms of the props that I'm into. Tom Brawley will join us on the other side. But first, if you're looking for the perfect holiday gift or to bet a smarter for the biggest games of the season, VSiN's holiday special gives you VSiN Pro access through May 1st for just $79. You'll get daily best bets, real-time betting splits from DraftKings and Circa, AI-powered prop tools, and 24/7 video on the VSiN Watch app, covering everything from bowl season to the NFL playoffs, March Madness, and the Masters. Plus, you'll get the college football betting guide featuring expert bracket for the playoffs, power ratings, college football best bets and bowl bets, and access to all the game reviews and previews. Go to vsin.com/subscribe for this gift. vsin.com/subscribe.
You're watching Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSIN, the Sports Betting Network.
A Monday edition of Prop Points continues right now here on VSiN. Thanks for tuning in. I'm John Hansen of FantasyPoints.com. And from the aforementioned website, we go to the Progressive Guest Line. Tom Brawley, senior writer over at Fantasy Points on the X Machine, at Tom Brawley. He's out there every week fighting the sports books. He's like Tom Brawley. So, Tom, how was week 16 for you, sir? It was a little suspect here where we were a pick under 500 on Sunday. How was the week for you?
Another rough one for me. The sports books are fighting back the last 3 weeks. I've been just having a tough time here. I was punching the sports books through the first 13 weeks of the season, and they've gotten their revenge here the last couple of weeks. So, looking to end the week strong here and build some momentum, but just a couple of close ones that we missed out yesterday, and just a little bit of bad luck here. But Hey, that's going to happen when we're betting props to go through, you know, spurts and runs. So hopefully, you know, we started tonight with a couple of wins and build some momentum here for the last couple of weeks.
I almost feel like if I could get cloned and if I could home in on every Sunday game, like I do these national games, then that would be good. But I've contacted the people in Sweden about the cloning and they haven't got back to me yet. So I'm still waiting. I've been waiting not to get yet. Cloned for a number of years. Yeah, not yet. But, you know, we have been doing here on this show pretty well on these national games, despite the fact that I've been popping out, you know, 5-6 props. And I probably just cursed myself right there. But anywho, there is one prop that you and I are in on, and we did not commiserate with it. But I'm going to start with the other one that you're bringing up today. And I'm a little curious, Kendrick Bourne to be alive. Hey, I love Kendrick Bourne more than anybody. I've been a fan from day one. But 21.5 certainly seems doable. Just been a while since we've seen Bourne do anything of note with Purdy, of course. What do you see there with Kendrick Bourne?
Yeah, but it's also been because Ricky Pearsall's been in the lineup since week 11. So
for sure.
Ricky Pearsall's back out of the mix this week, so I think he gets an elevated role. If we look back to whenever Pearsall last missed back in week 5 and week 10, weeks 5 through 10, six-game stretch there, he was at a 74% route share during that time, 34 yards or more in 4 of those 6 games. So I think he does get, you know, move back into a more prominent role. I am a little concerned. Yeah, it isn't Mac Jones, his boy. They definitely had a connection there in New England. But Bourne's been able to, you know, he's been explosive for them. He's averaging up over 50 yards per reception. So, you know, might just need a catch or two in this game to really go off. And I was, you know, digging into it a little bit before I gave it out. And, you know, there was a little bit of talk about Kyle Shanahan knowing that Kendrick Bourne just needs one receiving yard here to get to 500 yards for the season, which unlocks a $500,000 incentive. So I think at the very least, we know we should get at least one target, maybe early in the game for Bourne to get to that 500 yard mark. And the matchup looks great too. That's ultimately what this comes down to. We're projecting him for about 32 yards. Indy's been giving up the third most receptions per game to receivers aligned outside. The ninth most receiving yards per game at 111.7. So this has been a very friendly matchup. And they're down a couple of their key cornerbacks as well. Sauce Gardner's out of the lineup. Tarvarius Ward is out of the lineup. So their two best players in the secondary are out tonight. So if we look at Indianapolis, too, they're getting DeForest Buckner back. They've been very strong against the run for most of the season, just giving up like 3.8 yards per carry. So I don't think Christian McCaffrey and everybody is going to have a whole lot of success on the ground tonight. So I think it's going to be, you know, they're going to get pushed to the air a little bit more. So I'm looking for Kendrick Bourne. You know, it doesn't have to have a monster game here. Just needs 2 catches for, you know, 12 yards of reception, and we can get over this number. So I gave it out at 21.5. I do think it has been bet up a little bit, but I still think you can get it like 23.5 or 24.5 yards.
Now, spoiler alert, the one prop that we're both in on, we did not discuss ahead of time, is a little weird. It's a Phil Rivers over. Phil, last week, literally off the couch, 44-year-old grandfather, completed 18 of 27 passes, and you like over 18.5 completions, and so do I. What do you see?
Yeah, I actually got this at 17.5, but there are 18.5 starting to pop up here. If you can get a positive number here, if you can get a plus 100 or more, I think I'd still bet this over 18.5, but yeah, we're projecting for about 21 completions tonight, so a lot of wiggle room based on our projections, and a lot of it has to do with, he completed his 67% of his passes. We keep track of catchable throws over at Fantasy Points Data. He was about 78% catchable throw rate. A big reason why, it was a lot of short stuff. 4.8 yards per for his average depth of target last week. So He's looking to get the ball out quick, real, you know, easy throws, easy completions. But even if we look at what San Francisco is doing, they're not pressuring the quarterback. He's going to have maybe a little bit extra time to throw the ball, and he won't be as rushed here tonight. San Francisco ranks dead last in our pressure rate metrics over at Fantasy Points Data. So I think he's going to have time to throw. If we look at what San Francisco has done so far this season, given up the third most completions per game, around 23.6 completions per game to quarterbacks. So this is a favorable matchup for him. And if we look back to last week, he had 18 completions against the Seahawks. That wasn't a really favorable game script for the Colts. They led or were tied for over 57 minutes of that game. So they're underdogs here tonight. It's about 5.5, 6-point underdogs. I think there's a chance that they have to play from behind a little bit more this week, which, you know, obviously means probably a few more pass attempts. Can't just, you know, turn around and hand it off to Jonathan Taylor every play. So I think he'll be pushed to throw it a little bit more. So everything's kind of pointing towards, you know, him going up over this number unless he completely implodes here in his second start. But, you know, I thought he held his own, you know, watching that game a little bit. You know, he certainly still has the brain, and his body was functioning enough to be able to complete passes. So I think he, you know, keeps it together here tonight on Monday Night Football, and that pass rush being so weak for the 49ers, I do think helps him out here tonight.
Plus, we do want to root for Phil in general tonight. Yeah. Like, it's going to make the game a little bit more entertaining, just rooting for a 44-year-old grandfather. Now, if you had to pick one of his receiver props, Tyler Warren over 35.5, Michael Pittman over 32.2, Josh Downs over 26.5, or Alec Pierce over 20.5. Any thoughts on those four dudes? That's what makes this a little confusing, because they throw to four guys plus two different running backs.
Yeah, I would look at Alec Pierce unders. You know, he just stylistically, he just does not fit what we want to do with Phil Rivers. He's the down the field guy, you know, average depth of target, you know, sitting between 15 and 20 yards. So I just don't think he's a great fit. So that's one way I would look. I would look towards unders on Alec Pierce. And then Tyler Warren, I think, sets up pretty well here. Kind of a quiet game last week, just the five targets for 19 yards last week. But they play a lot of cover three and a lot of cover four. He's crushing against those. Obviously, that was mostly with Daniel Jones at quarterback, but almost averaging three yards per route run, 30% target share against cover three and cover four. So I think this is a game where he could get going a little bit. San Francisco has been very stout against opposing tight ends in the past, but they're very banged up at linebacker and, you know, across the whole defense here. Fred Warner was the kind of guy that could just wipe out opposing tight ends. And of course he hasn't been in the mix for most of this season here with his injury. So I think this is a spot where Tyler Warren can get going a little bit. It's, you know, relatively lowish number here in the mid 30s.
That is Tom Brawley. And spoiler alert, I am in on one of those props. I'm going to go against the grinder. I mean, just gasp. It's just, but we're going to do that on the other side. But we are on the same page on the Phil Rivers prop. So get ready to win that puppy. And follow Tom on the X Machine at Tom Brawley. Great stuff, Tom, as always. And good luck with the plays. Happy holidays. Merry Christmas to you, sir. And we'll probably check in with you again next week, I think, the big holiday week. So shout out to the grinder for a great year of picks. And when we return, hopefully I have a great segment of picks for Monday Night Football coming at you next here on Prop Points.
Prop Points with the guru, John Hansen, on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Thinking no sports? Get paid for with Better Picks, a daily fantasy app that turns your sports knowledge into real cash. Download Better to pick more or less on your favorite player stats. And if your pick hits, you win. New users get a free $10 just for signing up. And no deposit required. When you do deposit, you'll get a match up to $200. Play NBA, WNBA, MLB, soccer, UFC, and more. Go to better.app or download Better today and use the promo code VSIN for your free $10 and your deposit bonus. And welcome back to this Monday edition of Prop Points here on VSIN. I think we are still two picks over 500 for the week, so we're playing with some fire here. I could just come on here and say, oh, I got one prop. No, I have six because I'm pissed about week 16 where we lost a couple close ones. I thought we were going to do very well when we were one pick under 500. So let's get into it. And these are ranked and prioritized. The bottom two are bigger numbers, especially the last one, and I feel a little less confident in that one. But I'm going to start with Tyler Warren. Guy's a stud. He's a stallion out there. 33.5 receiving yards. I think we can get there. Certainly don't worry about, you know, the ADOT stuff with a tight end in the middle of the field. And it is a very good schematic matchup here. As we've outlined, it's the best schematic matchup in the game against cover three and cover four, which they run 60% of the time. He's at 2.97 yards per route run, which is outstanding. Oh, by the way, I went back and I looked. They've given up a lot of tutties to tight ends, like Gunnar Helm this past week. So I like it. 33.5 is, I guess, this is where it was about 2 hours ago, tell you that. But that's where I submitted it. 33.5 minus 112 on DraftKings. Next up, Johnny Taylor. I really kind of wanted to take the under on Taylor's rushing because I think that's a little out of control, but if you've been listening to me on Sirius, you'll know that I love Jonathan Taylor like a son. I said before he played it down in the NFL, this guy's going to Hall of Fame. It's a bold take, but we're doing all right with it. But anyway, that 95.5 is that's a big number here. 96.5. My goodness. Sounds like a radio station. 96.5. No, that's big. I'm not going there, but I am going to go with the receiving prop because they do give up good production to running backs in the passing game. They give up the ninth most receiving yards per game to running backs. They give up the seventh most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to running backs in the passing game. The last 5 weeks, it's worth plus two fantasy points, which could be 20 yards. I know Amir Abdullah is a little bit of a thorn in the side. He's getting some snaps there, but Taylor has caught two plus passes in 13 of 14 games. And here's what put it over the top for me. This is yet another, very low-key benefit of the data suite we have over at Fantasy Points Data. The 49ers give up the highest check down percentage in football the last 5 weeks. So I think Johnny Taylor can get here. That's BetMGM that had it this morning over at 18.5. Then we will, in fact, go over on Phil Rivers over 18.5 pass completions. I had a few more data points than the grinder popped out. I like that one, though. The 78% catchable throw rate in that game last week is a good one. But the Niners have four sacks in their last four games. Fewest in the NFL. They have the lowest sack percentage in the NFL at 2.7. They give up the third highest completion percentage over expectation over the last 5 weeks at 6.2. They give up the third lowest ADOT at 6.7 the last 5 weeks. So high percentage, low ADOT throws. They have the lowest pressure rate over expectation in football. They have the second lowest pressure percentage on dropbacks. In other words, the second lowest percentage of dropbacks for the quarterback where he's under pressure. They have only batted, this is how deep I went. They have only batted three passes in the last four games. And they are, again, giving up the second highest completion rate the last 5 weeks of 72%. So they're 5.5 point home underdogs, should be throwing in the second half. And I think we're going to get to 19 pass completions. Next up, this is where I'm going to go against the grinder. I am getting this at BetMGM, which is a little lower than, I think, DraftKings. 19.5. We are, in fact, going to go over on Alec Pierce. It is a little scary because, again, I wrote in my article this week that, you know, Phillip Rivers removes like 40% of the upside for Alec Pierce, maybe more, maybe more. Because Pierce, of course, a downfield maven. But I think we can get to 20 damn yards here with a good schematic matchup. He's averaging 2.63 fantasy yards per route run against cover three and cover four, which they run about 60% of the time. By the way, starting corner Renardo Green is out, so he's going to be on a backup. That is Darrell Luter, who I don't know anything about this guy, quite frankly. He's like a sixth rounder. He's been there for a little bit, but not someone who started in the past. So we can get to 20 yards playing from behind and all that. Now we're going to go with the bottom two, which are, you know, kind of bigger numbers here. That's why they're down a little bit. But we are in officially on Juwan Jennings. I do like the matchup overall. He is going to see a corner who gives up pretty good numbers here. I mean, they're down Sauce Gardner and they're down Charvarius Ward, the former Niner. So their two starting outside corners are out. So this is good. And not the greatest schematic matchup against the cover three and the cover one, but Indy gives up the 11th most schedule adjusted fantasy points per game to outside wide receivers the last 5 weeks. I do believe he'll be a go-to guy with Ricky out. So, yeah, they do have other guys like they also have DeMarcus Robinson. Let's not forget about him. And, of course, Kendrick Bourne. But Jennings has been the guy. OptAI is over. We're over by not by much, but I'm going to go over on Juwan Jennings, 54.5. Once again, that's on DraftKings. And then here's the one that I was in on Friday over at fantasypoints.com at 60.5, which I felt damn good about. Feel less confident now that it's been bet up to 67.5, but I will go in once again on George Kittle. He is the man. I mean, it's unbelievable. He's almost indefensible, and it is a good schematic matchup against the cover three and the cover one. He is at 2.62 yards per route run, 0.29 targets per route run. Those are good numbers. So George should eat. Indy gives up the fifth most receiving yards per game at 66, sixth most receptions per game to tight ends. I looked at his logs and all that. He has gone over, I think, in four or five straight, and he's been pretty close to this number in every damn game. I mean, the guy's unbelievable. So we're going to go over there on Mr. George Kittle. There's nothing else here that I seriously considered, quite frankly. This is not, you know, this is not the greatest game here to kind of handicap. We have, it's been a weird week, but I think we're going to get four of these six that are going to win. And we do have a Monday night special as well, and I will pop that out on the other side. But stay tuned after we sign off the prop points here. It is Money Moves with Stormy Bonantoni and Jonathan Von Tobel at 2 p.m. Eastern. That is followed by Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Paulie Howard at 4. Then stick around VEASAN Primetime, Tim Murray and Matt Eumanns at 7 p.m. Eastern. Now, before I pop this out, I wanted to write down these data points, and I failed to. But I can do it by memory. Looking at the schedule, last week, Niners played the Titans. Gunnar Helms scored. Week before, they had a bye. The week before that, they played the Cleveland Browns. Harold Fannin scored. I remember that because I took the prop. They played the Carolina Panthers. The week before that, no one cares. Panthers tight end stink. The week before that, they played the Arizona Cardinals. Trey McBride scored. So they have given up a tutty to the tight end in three of their last four games. And because I do like Tyler Warren quite a bit, that is your Monday Night Special. A little boring, but Tyler Warren in any time touchdown at plus 235. We just mentioned all the points. They're giving up touchdowns to tight ends. I've noticed this over the years. If you have a defense that gives up touchdowns to tight ends, they tend to continue doing that because offenses know it and maybe they target these dudes. So we are going to get there, I do believe, with Tyler Warren into the end zone at plus 235. Those are the props that I have. Good luck with all the plays. Happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that good stuff. We will be back tomorrow for another edition of the program and Wednesday as well, where I'll pop out some Christmas Day props. So till then, enjoy the game tonight. We'll catch you mañana for another edition of Prop Points. We'll be right back.